No question. Hey, Mayor, this has been, I got to say, mind-opening, fascinating, but I think beyond that, required listening for every dentist out there of any age, every practice situation, because, you know, I think we all want to be part of a transition one day, whether it's selling our practice, buying into a practice, just, and you've really covered so many scenarios, and I think all of them can be win-win scenarios when done the correct way, but if not done correctly, they could all be disastrous.
They can, and they're disasters that you can't recover from. That's the thing that's so sad. And that's what I've seen when I've been called in, when you call in and, gee, Mayor, I bought this practice and I thought there were this many people and they're not, and I don't know what to do. And it was busy when I came in here, but now it's not. These are things you can't recover from. It's once somebody sort of leaves the practice, you can't call them up and say, hey, please, won't you come back? So it's really, really critical to do your homework. I mean, you just can't go into these things with your eyes closed and with the expectation that everything's going to work out. Look, of course, we hope that it will work out. And with the proper attention to detail and plenty of honest and forthright discussions and planning, it should work out. But you just got to be sure to get the proper management and legal and accounting advice from experienced professionals who have your best interests at heart. And then everyone ends up a winner.
No question about it. Well, once again, I'm sorry our time's up, but you've really presented some great stuff. You just have a great way of taking very complex issues and bullet pointing them and condensing them, making them very, very user-friendly. So I know that all of our listeners appreciate that the fact that you took the time to do this and give such great information. And it has been a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, it's always my pleasure to speak with you, Rich. You know that.
I feel the same. And I know that people will most likely or definitely have a few questions they want to throw at you. How could they get in touch with you?
They can certainly call me, 401-421-3615. I always get back to people quickly because I believe that a good work ethic makes up for a lack of talent. And if you can do something as simple as return calls in a timely manner, you're probably doing better than most people do. So
call me. True.
They can email me, Jodina. That's the name of my company, Jodina Consulting. J-O-D as in David, E-N-A, at cox.net. Jodina@cox.net.
And Mayor, I'm going to recommend that also everybody subscribe to your blog because you're a great writer.
That, Rich.
Your blog is always fun to read, has good information. Again, easy to digest, great stuff. How do people find out about your blog?
Well, all they've got to do is to go to the website, jodina.com, and click on the little orange icon that says subscribe to Jodina Consulting by email. And they get to a screen, they just enter their email and do the little security thing. Hopefully remember to verify when they get a little note from FeedBurner, which is the Google company that sends out these blog posts, and then they'll be all set. And yeah, I try to blog 2 to 3 times a month, and I'm really having a good time with it. I know how excited you and Dave are about the blogging that you do. I just feel that it's a real privilege, and it's a lot of fun. So anybody who wants to sign up, it would be my pleasure.
And once again, gets my highest recommendation. There are a ton of blogs out there that really do little more than feed the ego of the blogger and clog up your email box, and you get rid of those right away. I promise you, sign up for Mayor's Blog and you will not get rid of it. It's always great stuff, and you do it, you know, the right amount of time. So way to go. Congrats.
Thanks, Rich.
You got it. Well, Mayor, it's been a fantastic hour or so. Incredible information, always well presented. So on behalf of all of our listeners, this is Dr. Richard Matta. We're going to thank our guest again. You may call him the Alec Baldwin of the Matta Brothers audio series, but we'll just call him Dr. Mayor Levitt. Mayor, thanks so much.
Oh, Rich, thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
For more information on this interview, be sure to visit matto.com. While you're there, check out the Matta Brothers seminar schedule, as well as the many different ways that Rich and Dave can help you in your practice. And be sure to become a fan of the Matta Group on Facebook. Follow Matta Group on Twitter. Remember, you're not alone anymore.